This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Good morning, campers.
It's the warm-up show with Al and Jerry, the shortest show on WFAN.
Well, some days are shorter than others. Today, maybe not so much. It's Friday. What do you usually say on Friday, Al?
Holla.
How we doing?
Oh, hi, Jerry. Welcome back from your trip. Rutgers defeated Miami.
Yes, a very good trip. It was a quick trip, but it was a good trip. Thank you.
That was even covered on an update, I heard.
Was it?
I heard multiple updates on my ride in. I heard updates on the overnight, and CeeLo did it in your absence.
That was a very good win for Rutgers.
Jerry, we're going to have two main topics on the Boomer and Geo program
today.
Two
topics. Let me guess, baseball and football.
Yes. Well, you're going to have your Mets-Mariners situation.
For sure. Now, you're a Met fan. You happy about that?
No, not interested.
Not interested. Okay.
And I like to survey Twitter, Jerry, to see how the Twitter folks...
When you say not interested, you not mean interested in the trade or just not interested in baseball right now?
Oh, no. Not interested in Robinson Cano.
Right. But forget him. Well, Edwin Diaz.
Okay. Well, then give me Edwin Diaz and keep Cano. Seriously.
To get Diaz, you got to take
Why?
Cano because that's what that's part of the package. That's
the
deal.
I hate a package.
I'm sure you do. This kid's good, though.
Whenever there's a package, it always involves something you're not interested in.
Baggage.
Baggage.
There's baggage with the package.
Right. I just
your
want...
package of baggage.
It's like when I go to the diner and I say, I want grilled chicken, blah, 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 and they go, yes, that comes with coleslaw. I go, I'm not interested in
so
the coleslaw.
So Robinson Cano is the coleslaw.
He's coleslaw. And I go, you don't even need to put it on my plate.
And then it's on the plate, and there's mayo leaking onto your chicken.
Correct.
And then you're miserable. So now you're going to be miserable watching Robinson Cano at second base.
Robinson Cano.
He'll be good this year. I don't know about after that. I mean, he is 36. He's not 46.
Yeah. So I saw Mike Francesa producer Brian Monzo tweeted out, I'm paraphrasing here, Mets fans are idiots if they don't want Robinson Cano and this Edwin Diaz.
Right, sure.
So then I responded back to him that I don't want an old guy, PEDs, blah, blah, blah. And then a lot of listeners piled in. And
sure.
Most of them, the ones that I saw, Met fans not interested in this deal.
I listened to JJ for a little bit, going to pick you up, and it was pretty split.
Really?
There were some Met fans that were all in and some were all out, mostly because of this kid Kalenic, their number one draft pick from last year. I guess he's in the deal. I don't love that.
Darren from the 7 line, who speaks for Mets fans, not interested.
Well, you better get interested, and guess what he'll be selling very soon? Robinson Cano-themed paraphernalia.
Cano, don't you know,
you got
t-shirts.
That right. 7 line.
Good point.
Yes.
Well, once it's a done deal, you got to hop on the...
On board.
On the marketing
that's
thing.
That's right.
So I like that, Jerry. Robinson Cano is coleslaw to me.
Well, that's fine. Edwin Diaz is the grilled chicken for you. Enjoy that.
And speaking of food and... possible players coming to New York. The Yankees were wooing Patrick Corbin yesterday.
They did a nice job with the scoreboard. They put him in a Yankee uniform. Good stuff.
They put him in that. Got word from Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic that at Patrick's wedding, his brother whipped out a Yankee hat during the best man speech.
Mm-hmm.
The brother trying to woo him here. But what was interesting, and I had a few alert Twitter followers send this to me, and I see it in the newspaper today. Aaron Boone, coming back from the wooing meeting, had bags of Taco Bell. Is that what they tried to woo him with?
Well, what if that's his favorite food?
Oh.
There's a lot of people that love Chipotle.
Right.
So maybe you would bring Chipotle to a meeting like that.
Right. Like
maybe Patrick Corbin likes Taco Bell.
New York City, known for its great restaurants, right?
Well, maybe he's not a big fan of steak or pizza.
When they ask him, hey, what's your favorite restaurant? Oh, we love Taco Bell.
Then you go out and you get Taco Bell. Remember, this is a kid who, while he was still pitching for the Diamondbacks, said he'd love to be a Yankee. That's awesome. Come on.
And young men love Taco Bell.
I have never once in my life eaten Taco Bell or Chipotle, for that matter. Neither one.
Well, I would not. Then if I was trying to woo you for something, Jerry, I would not have bags of Taco Bell with me.
No, pizza would go well for
me. You'd go for pizza?
Yeah, I would like the pizza.
Oh, but see, that's a New York thing.
Yeah, but whatever. The pizza in Jersey is just fine.
New York pizza. The Cowboys, your Cowboys.
Is this topic number two?
Yeah, I think so. Topic number two. This will be covered on the Boomer and Geo show in depth.
I would think so.
Jerry Jones, I love this, what Jerry Jones said after the game, said that the Cowboys are now, quote, different cats. Yes. After beating the Saints.
He did say that. That is true. If I can find it, I will play it for you.
As if they're going to have a whole new swagger. They're 7-5 now. That sounds like a team leading a division, a bad division, but a leader, right?
This team won't be the same again. Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
No, that's not it. Yeah.
That's the first part of the
quote. No, I have it. I cut it up, though, I have it in different spots.
Yeah. I love that. The Cowboys are going to have a new swagger, different kind of cats.
They're different cats now as they go forward.
That's right.
Jerry might still be hitting the champagne.
I'm not going to sleep tonight thinking about having won this ball game.
I love this guy.
He said prior yesterday, I don't think I got to it on the warm-up show, but I had it all printed out. He had said that the Cowboys must treat every play
like a Super Bowl play.
Yes. And they did it.
They did. They played very well, actually. They played exceptionally well. Thank you.
How did they stop the New Orleans Saints, Jerry? You were covering this for Compass Media.
I thought this was very interesting. Drew Brees starts 0-4, and the stat that they showed during the game was that Brees hadn't gone 0-5 or missed 5 straight pass plays since like week 1 and hadn't started a game 0-5 in his career. So he starts 0-4 before he hits his first pass play. So that was number one. The Cowboys are very tight defensively. They also held the ball in the first half for almost 23 minutes. They never had the ball. They put together some big drives. When I did the show with Jastrzemski last week, he was sitting there saying, you know, they have a chance. I said, yeah, they have a chance, but the only way they're going to win is if the defense disrupts Brees, which they did, and if they can play keep away, which they did in the first half. I was impressed with the second half. Randy Gregory and Eli Apple had horrendous games for both teams. A lot of penalties. Gregory at one point gets called for a roughing the punter, which was, just a miserable play. But the worst one was on a strip sack where the Cowboys pick up the fumble. He gets called for lined up in the neutral zone. And it was a garbage call.
And they called it back.
The refs for both teams last night were terrible.
The refs are having a terrible season, Jerry. I always see the refs
terrible,
as a story.
Terrible, terrible. That's how they won, though.
And what happened early on in the game, I saw Dak Prescott sliced his left hand.
Yeah, it was like second quarter, I think.
Was that just
bleeding?
Was that just a surface wound, Jerry?
He said it was a scab that got cut. He was
a scab.
Yes, and it was his non-throwing hand.
Yeah,
so he was fine.
I was thinking, like, if I was him, because the Cowboys wore all white.
Yeah, I did. I was not a fan of those uniforms last night.
When Dak sliced the top of his left hand, it was, as they would say in wrestling, Jerry, bleeding profusely. I would have wiped that on my white uniform just to send a message to the Saints.
Well, he's Curt Schilling?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh.
I'm glad he didn't.
Like, we punched this guy in the mouth, and he's still coming at us bloodied.
There was one play before Dak fumbled the ball in a big spot late. He missed Amari Cooper, who was literally 15 yards past. I think it was Eli Apple. Just a brutal throw. He was good last night. Boy, he made a couple of mistakes, though.
Yeah, that was shocking. When I woke up and I said, Alexa, who won the Cowboys game last night?
Did you check and ask her again to clarify to make sure she didn't make a mistake?
No, because I was in and out of sleep while the game was on. And at the half,
you knew how it was going.
At the half, it was 10-0. I was like, what is going
on? Wasn't it 13-0 at the half? Was it 10-0? Whatever. They had shut them out, though, at the half, which was the first time that happened. And how long, Al?
Since 2006.
72 games. No, not that would be
I went like this when
it'd be 180 games.
When I woke up woozy on the couch to then stumble to my bedroom and I saw it was 10-0 at the half, I went like this. What? Like I was
How'd you do that again? What'd you say?
Like this. What?
You're such a moron.
And then this morning, Alexa, who won the Cowboys game? The Cowboys defeated the Saints 13-10. Wow.
Oh. That's right.
I was like, wow.
We have to take a break. Shocked. I know you have a lot more to do, but we do have to take a break.
I do have a really good
one. All right. Oh. Al's got a great story coming back, so don't go anywhere. And then Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, welcome back quickly. Last night you had the Cowboys beat the Saints 13-10, and the Mets closing in on this Edwin Diaz / Robinson Cano trade. Go.
Jerry, I don't know if you saw this. You were on the road, but a video and photo went viral of a very large cow or steer.
Yes,
as they
I wasn't
call
on
it.
Mars.
Oh,
I did see this. Yes.
In the United States. So you did see this.
I did see this.
2,800 pounds. It dwarfs a
yeah,
regular.
It looks fake.
It looks fake, but
yeah, it does.
There is a video of it walking with other cows. It's
right.
Enormous. Well, the Major League Eating Association wants to eat this cow.
The Major League Eating Association?
Yeah, those are the people that eat like 1,000 wings, 15
you
pounds
had,
of
you
mac and
cheese.
You had
a great point on the podcast with Eddie talking
oh,
about how different delicacies around the world
yes.
are viewed so disgustingly here,
right.
and yet at the same time, we'll eat that cow.
We're going to eat a 20. Oh, hold on.
Boomer's in.
Getting
no,
physical,
rubbing Al down.
I'm getting physical
like his,
therapy.
Physical
keep your
therapist.
Radio locked
that's
in.
Some
this
story for later.
Friday.